La'asuya mefanke. Some as mefunik is very, funik means what? He's very, particular, what do you call, tibious, right, yeah. But, so therefore what Rashi says, the pshat like this. She'enam holchim le'mano. A person that's mefunik, he can't walk up without shoes. It bothers him to walk without shoes. T'yenodam nichnas la'alabaris t'manoloi. And Allah Kurish, you're not allowed to walk into the Beis Hamikdash wearing shoes. He has said that the Pasuk says in Yishayahu, Midikis reis miyedchem remais chatzarei. That such a person as Mefunik, that bothers him to walk out without shoes, he's supposed to be on the regal. He has said, because the Pasuk says in Yishayahu, Miki savoyo liros ponai. When you do go to the regal, Midikis reis miyedchem, who asked you to do it, remais chatzarei, let it run through my chatzar. And with Darshan, it means the same, if you're wearing shoes. You're not going to go into the Beis Hamikdash wearing shoes. There's such a person that can't walk without shoes, he's part of the mitzvahs of the regal. Tana would go to the price like this. Ha'oril v'hatomei p'turim minariya. A person that's an oral means that he never had a bris milah, not because he's a Rasha, but in the case, like Rashi says, Yisroel she'meisei ochiv machmas milah. His brother died already. They made a milah on his brother died. So Rashi says, this mishpacha, it's a sakana to give them a milah. So they did not give him a bris milah. But our call upon him is called an oral. So an oral they are tomei, somebody that's mamash tomei, he's an avat, he's tomei now, is pturim min ariya. Calls the man, he's tomei, he's not tor, he's potter for the mitzvah sel regel. And the pshat is that pshiti can't go, if you're tomei, you can't go into the Beis Hamikdash. But the chiddush is that you're even potter from sending karbonis. Rashi says, pturim min ariya, ein chayovim l'shloyach ulus, riyosayim, ayidei shliach, that's the chiddush. That you don't even have a chiyuv to send the korban with another shliach. Hey, since you can't go into the Beis Hamikdash, you're put, you don't have a chiyuv to send the korban with somebody else. Just the tomei and Noro, that's all. What do you mean the others? Don't see. Message like this. Bishleim tomei. I understand the tomei why he's potter. The Yassir the Pasuk says, Uvasa shoma vavesim shoma. Pasuk says, when you go to the Beis Hamikdash, Vaveisim Shoma, you bring a korban there. So with Ashen, Kol Sheyeshna Vavia, somebody that's allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash, Yeshna Bavor, he has the chiyuv to bring a korban. For Kol Sheyna Vavia, somebody that's not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash, Eina Bavor, he's potter from bringing the korban also. So Melo, you understand why a Tomei is potter from bringing the korban. He can't, he's not mechuyuv to send it with somebody else, because the Maisa, he has no chiyuv to go up. He can't go into the Beis Hamikdash. Since he can't go in, there's no mitzvah to send the karbonis. Bring the carbon also. So Tayyip just asked the kasha. Tayyip said, "Hold here, that would we say? Oral the tomei mishalchem karbon aseim. I in oral the tomei is allowed to send the carbon. The afgav lesnayim babia. Even though they can't go into the Beis Hamikdash, they are allowed to send the carbon. But Tayyip says, "Hosam mari b'dorm l'davus." The other Gemara Pesachim is just saying, if a Tomei wants to send a neder on a dove, he's allowed to. Shein Tzviyim Zman Bavoyis, he's allowed to. Vayikro le'mishtoi yel v'elos riya, tevin en via. Our Pesach here is talking about that there's a chiyuv upon every Jew to bring a korban eilos riya, that would make a drush. It's only if you could go into the Beis Hamikdash. But a Tomei that's not allowed to go doesn't have this chiyuv. So maybe he has no chiyuv to bring a korban eilos riya. If he stam sends him the dover, he has the right to send him the dover. But so far, Tomei is good. For the Gemara, Ela Oral Minolan. How do we know that an Oral can't go into the Beis Hamikdash? How do we know that he can't bring a korban? So Mar says, Amani Rabbi Akivi. I said this price that goes according to Rabbi Akiva. To Marbe La Oral Katomei. According to Rabbi Akiva, an Oral has the same halach like a Tomei. And he's talking not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash. So since he can't come into the Beis Hamikdash, who are then his potter from the chiyah to bring the karbonis. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Akiva Weimer, Ish Ish, why does the potter say a double lashon of Ish Ish? So he says, L'rabbis es oral. It's marban oral has a lach like a tomitika person that negates to the Beis Hamikdash, his potter does not want to go into the Beis Hamikdash. And Rashi says, the potter says, Ish Ish, Mizer Aaron v'ut saru aizav. But it says an extra potter about a person that's tomei. So in marba, Rashi L'rabbis es oral. Shukitame, he's like a tummy. Shilayachol truma in kainhu. Even if he's a kain, but if he doesn't have a bris milah, he's not allowed to eat truma. He has lacha like a tummy.
So what then? He can't go into the Beis HaMikdash either. He's like, tell me, he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash.
Yetana Rabbonin. Tomei Potter Minuria. A person that's Tomei has Potter for Mitzvah Solos Regal. The Yosiva, we just learned, the Pasuk says, Ovosa Shoma Vavesim Shoma. That you have to go and bring Kabonis. So with Ashin, Kol Sheyeshna Bebiya Yeshna Bavo. Whoever is able to go into the Beis HaMikdash, Mamish to go or the regal, he has the chiyuv when he goes there, Leiruah Panai Rekom, he has to come with the korban. But V'chol She'ena Bebiya, whoever is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, if you're Tomei now, you're not allowed to go in, the lachur is Eina Bavo. You do not have a chiyuv to send the korban on this Riyah, you don't have to send the korban either. You're Potter.
Weiter.
Rabbi Yochanan ben Dabo Yoimer. He says another drosha. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Suma biyachas mi'ena potter. A person that's blind with one eye, even though he can see with the other eye, still potter minariya. He's potter for mitzvah solos regal. We had before in Daf Beis. Shenam the pasuk says yira, and we read it yeroya. Says there. Yeroa calls the churcha, the pasuk says. Yeroa calls the churcha as pnei yodin. So in this written doctor, the same way Yud Resh Alephei, instead of reading it Yira, we dash in Yeroa. So we dash in like this. Shinema Yira, and we read it Yeroa. That means Kederach Shabo Lirois, Kach Bo Lirois. The same way you come to see, that's the way you should be seen. Ma Bo Lirois, that's when you come to see. Bishteinov, you use your two eyes. Af Lirois, that you should be seen, is also Bishteinov. And Rashi learned before what it meant to say is that just when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to see you, Hashem like sees you with two eyes, who are then when you come to see Hashem like, he should also come with two eyes. So only someone that has two eyes has the chiyuv to be other regal. If you only have one eye, you're parted from being other regal. This drasha from Yira, Widash and Yira, is Bach, he used to cry. He said like this, Omri said, Eved Sherabai Mitzapala Neroisai. A person that an Eved, that their master wants to see you. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everybody to come on the regal. Hashem wants to see all the Yisraelim on Yom Tovim. Is Yisrachid Yemenu. Started to cry that certain people, Hashem like says, go away, I don't want to see you. But the Yerushalayim people do have Eretz, Hashem like throws them away. The Pasuk says in Shayoh, Ki Sevo Liroiz Ponai Mibikas Reis Niyetchem. Ramos Chatzerai, like you people, you come to the regal, and you're Rishoyim, you're doing Averis, Hashem says, I don't come to see me. So you started to cry there. That here Hashem wants to see Klai Yisrael, but a person doesn't have Averis, like Hashem throws them away, he started to cry. Vayta Rafune Kimata Lai Kuro, when he learned this Pasuk, Boch, he started to cry. The Pasuk also says, V'zovachta Shlomim V'yachalta Shom. Like when you go up to the Beis HaMikdash, you should bring Kabonis, bring the Korban Shlomim, and eat it there. So the same thing. Eved Sherabe Mitzapa Lechol Al Shechonoi. That a regular Jew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants you on Yom Tovim to bring a Shalom Mechagiga, bring Kabonis, and eat it by the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Yisrachet Mimenu, but still if they do bad Averis, Hashem like throws them away, he says, I don't want it. The end of the Pasuk in Shayol says, V'chsiv, Lomuli Reiv Zuchechem, Yemer Hashem. And Hashem says, who needs your Kabonis that you bring it to me? That since you're doing an Averis, deep down, you're Rishoyim, Hashem says, I don't want your Kabonis. He started to cry that, to such an Indian like Hashem tells them, I don't want your Kabonis. Reb Eleza ki matalai kura bochi. When Reb Eleza got to this Pasuk, he started to cry. Pasuk says in Breishis, v'lo yochlu echav lana soysoy, ki nevhalo miponov. When Yosef finally told his brothers, ani Yosef, hoy davi choy, the Pasuk says that they couldn't answer Yosef back, ki nevhalo miponov. And we dash in that Uma Teichocha Shabbos Abedom, that when Yosef, when he told his brothers, Ani Yosef, Hoida Vichoi, he was giving them Teichocha. He was telling them all that they did wrong. And they got so astonished, they were so shocked from Yosef, that they couldn't answer him back. So Uma Teichocha Shabbos Abedom, that you can't answer back, Kach Teichocha Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, Alach Has Kama V'Kama. Like for sure when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell us what we did wrong, for sure we won't be able to answer back. So he started to cry. Rashi says, Techocho Shemechiach Peshe Mechonov. You tell them exactly what you did wrong.
But the Medrash says also that Yosef is caught in Shabbashvatim, and the brothers couldn't answer him. So like has come to come when Hashem, lost in love, will give everybody his din, who won't be able to answer back. Tosfos speaks out. We won't be able to answer a complete 100% teretz. But the mikama dvar must lift the ratzmai. Ktsas. For a lot of things, we can have a little terutzim. A little answers we'll have back. Kadisi perek hadav, the Mori says, Yechon lift the rasayla midin shal tfila. But you have terutzim. We have tsaris now. We have the big yetzara now. It's hardships. So little terutzim we have. But our core bottom says, Apshan al Gemara is 100% answer for everything we don't have. Yeah. When Reb Lezer got to this point, he started to cry. The pasuk says that that was the maaser when Shaul went to the Isha, to the Kishuv there, to make her bring up Shmuel. He wanted to talk to Shmuel. So when he brought up Shmuel, Shmuel said back to Shaul, "What are you bothering me for? Lalo soisi." And the Marzi dashin that Mash Shmuel atzadik, hoye misyorim min adin, madir Shmuel atzadik. He was afraid now when he got called up that he was being called up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for din, for judgment, and he was afraid. Like we'll soon see what it means. Shmuel was afraid. Is or lachas kama v'kama? For sure, pressure the people like us when we have our judgment from Hashem. For sure, we'll be afraid. Now Shmuel Mahi, where do we see that Shmuel was afraid? You see the pasuk says, "Va'toymo Isha El Shol," that this Isha that Shol HaMelech went to said back to the king, "Elohim Roisi Olim." I tell you, I see people going up. So Drasha is Olim Trei Mashma. Mashma, she saw two people going up. Who are the two people? Shol only asked her to bring me up, Shmuel, Shmuel Anavi. So how did she see two people? So it's like this. Chad Shmuel, true, she made Shmuel come up, whatever that means. V'yidach, the also Shmuel v'yasi l'Moshe b'day. That Shmuel was afraid right away, and he went to call Moshe Rabbeinu to come with him. Omar lei, because Shmuel Anavi said like this, Dilma chas v'sholom l'dina misvina. Maybe now they're calling me up to have a din, to have judgment from Hashem. And he got afraid, Shmuel Anavi. So he woke up Moshe Rabbeinu and told Moshe Rabbeinu, Kum ba'doi, come with me. To leka milsa de kasav tobi araisa, that there's nothing in the Torah that's written in the Torah, to leki amtia, that I wasn't Mekayim. So I want you come to be made for me, that I was Mekayim kol Torah kula. That's what I want. So the kitzur, we see that Shmuel Novi was afraid of judgment. And since he's afraid of judgment, alakas kama v'kama, which will be afraid. So Tosfos says like this, Tosfos says, to leka milsa de kasav tobi araisa, leki amtia. Loi boi lemeima shiyeyid loi shekayim akurl. He didn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to come, stop to say this, that he was Mekayim Kol HaTorah. Did Mino Yoda? How did Moshe know that Shmuel did, like Shmuel lived after Moshe Rabbeinu? V'loyhoye B'dori, wasn't in his times. V'loyhoye, he said like this, Kach v'kach terashti, v'yosisi ma'isa, v'oye v'edumi shekem l'marata gamata. Shmuel just wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to come and say like, I dash in the Torah, this you're supposed to do, this you're supposed to do. Please come and be made that I dash in the right way, I'll call upon him. Like Kopanim, we see here that Shmuel Anavi was afraid to get judgment, so for sure, we'll also be afraid to get judgment. Right? Rabbi Ami ki motel haikroa. Bochim, he got this pasuk to cry. Says the pasuk in Eicha, Yitain biyofa piyu ula yeshtikva. The person does such tshuva that Imam starts to cry and put dirt in his mouth, maybe there'll be hope for him. So he said, Omba, kuli hai biulai. He does such a big tshuva, Imamish puts so much yisurim in himself, and still only maybe he'll have hope. He started to cry. He's not for sure we'll have hope if we'll do tshuva or not. Rabbi Yami ki motalai kro bochum. When he got to this point, he started to cry. Bikshu tzedek, bikshu anova. Look, seek for righteousness, look for humbleness. Ulai tistaru b'yonaf Hashem. Maybe you'll be able to hide yourself the day that Hashem gets angry. So he said, Omba, kuli hai, a person that has so much, he has tzedek and he has another, the ulai, and only maybe you'll be able to save yourself from Hashem's anger. So he started to cry. Rabbi Yasi ki motalai kura bochum. Rabbi Yasi got to this point and started to cry. It says, Sinu ro v'yoyevei toif. Someone that hates bad and loves good. V'yetzigo b'shar mishpat. Ula yechonon Hashem alakei tzavokos. that is even such a person, maybe Hashem will help him. Kuliyai, a person that's sinarov of Yoyev Toiv, Ve'etzigu v'shar mishmot, in the shar mishmot, still only maybe he'll be saved from Hashem. Ve'yulai, like it's not for sure, will be saved even with big schusim, he started to cry. Rabbi Yosef, kimotalai krobachun, Rabbi Yosef learned this part, he started to cry. It says, v'yesh nespa b'lay mishmot. Sometimes, a person gets killed, is taken away, without judgment, means before time. Before his time, he's taken away. Rashi, v'yesh nespa b'lay mishmot, yesh kola v'yein oven v'yodai. Sometimes somebody is like killed, has a kliya, and he has no oven in his hands. He didn't have a mishpat. But sometimes the Malach HaMavah takes you away before your time. What does that mean? So the Gersa should be that the Gemara is asking the Kasha now. Is there such a case that a person gets killed before his time? Like, any time you get killed, is there a chet? There's some reason why. So Gemara says, in yes, it could happen. Kiha de Ravibi Barabaya. It once happened in the story with Ravibi Barabaya. The Malach HaMavos used to come to talk to Rabbi Barabaya. He knew the Malach HaMavos, he was his friend. He used to speak to him. Is Omalei Lishluchei Zil Aisili Miriam Megad Lasteir. That once the Malach HaMavos told his Shliach, must told his angels that kill people, go and get me Miriam Megad Lasteir. Get me the famous Miriam that's a hairdresser. One takes care of the hair. So Tosis says, the bottom Tosis, have a Shliach Gavei Malach HaMavos. Then they stop there, mash iru like kvar. The Malachamovas used to tell Rabbeinu Barabaya what he did. Tayuvda de Miriam Agadu Nesaya Beisheni Toises Hoya Toisima Shoplani. That he was the mother of Yoshka. This was Yoshka's mother. Kadisi Beshavis. The kid said the Malachamovas told the Shliach, go get me Yoshka's mother. She was the Magad, she was Miriam Agadu Nesaya. She was a hairdresser. Is Ozel Aisele Miriam Agadu Dadaki. The Shliach went and made a mistake, instead took away somebody else, killed another lady, killed Miriam, the Megadol Dadaki, the children's teacher, the Mora. Omalei, so when the Shliach brought back to the Malach HaMavos, the Miriam Megadol Dadaki, Omalei, no Miriam Megadol Sayyah Nasiyah, Amilucho. I told you, get me a different person, get me the Miriam, the one that makes the hair. So Amilucho, that's what I told you. Is Omalei, so the Shliach said, if so, Ahadrei, good, I'll go bring this one back down to life again, and I'll bring you up the other one. So Omalei, the Malach HaMavos said, no. Hoya v'yaisise lehevi l'minyoni. Since you already brought her here, let her stay here ready. There is Ebrerech Nami, go down and get me Yoshka's mother, but I'll call upon him, this one, let's stay here. So I'll call upon him, you see that this Miriam Dadaki was taken away by mistake. You see, it's possible such a thing to happen. It's possible somebody has taken them in this world with Lai Zimni. So now the Gemara is the Kasha. Oh, not the Gemara, but now the Chura Abaya. This is a... Rabbi Bar Abaya now the Chura. Omalei, Ihochi, Elehechi Yecholtos Lo. So Rabbi Bar Abaya asked the Malach HaMavos, how are you able to do it? Have a Nikita, could be Elehechi Yecholtos Lo.
Who
is this kasha? I'm not sure. Who is the kasha? Right? They asked the kasha to him. How do you do it? The shliach. They asked the kasha to the shliach. How were you able to take her away? She says the ma'aser was have a nakita misara biyada. She was holding the shovel in her hand.